Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop on Washington, where we bring you all the news from the nation's capital that the government does not want you to know. And I guess I have to begin by giving you folks an apology. To you folks on the radio, I'm sorry for running reruns over the last couple days when I didn't warn you in advance. And for those of you on the internet who I know had I had planned a show on the electoral challenge 2 days ago, and then yesterday, and now I'm finally getting around to it, and I know I told you there was no show at the last minute. So I do want to apologize to all of you for that and say that, well, you know, sometimes I'm asked not to report on history, but to make a little bit of history, to play a little bit of role in history. And at the end of the day, I guess that's more important. Not at all that you folks on the internet and on the radio aren't important to me, but I was given a really once-in-a-lifetime chance to make a difference, and I did so yesterday. And I want to talk about what I did, and more importantly, what Congressman Stephanie Tubbs Jones did, what Senator Barbara Boxer did, what a number of members of the House and Senate did in challenging the presidential electors from Ohio. They managed to do something that has never been done since a certain law was created back in the 1800s, and that is to challenge a whole slate of electors, an entire state's electors that could change the election. Now, no one ever thought it would. People understood that they were not going to get the votes they needed in Republican Congress, and indeed, there may not even have been enough evidence of fraud in Ohio to overturn the election. But let's be clear. There was voting fraud in Ohio. There were irregularities. There were mistakes and purposeful, intentional disenfranchisement of voters. And we had in Senator Barbara Boxer, Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, and a whole host of Democrats in both the House and the Senate, finally them standing up and saying, look, the reason why we have election problems in this country, that isn't an accident. It isn't, oh, well, in every election things go wrong, oh, well. The reason why is because it is intentional. The Republican Party refuses to allow us to have legislation that would prevent voting fraud, that would prevent vote tampering. It's as simple as that. And unfortunately, because the Democrats don't control the House or the Senate, they require this kind of maneuver to show Americans that there's a party standing in the way of electoral reform. Now, look, let me be clear. I do not believe most Republicans out there support vote tampering. I don't believe, I think most Republicans know that, you know, the best way to win an election, admit that they support the right to vote tampering. And yet the leadership of the Republican Party to this day supports the right to vote tampering. Not even most members of Congress. If Congressman Rush Holt's bill, the Voting Confidence Act, if that bill were to be put to a vote in the House and the Senate, there's no question but that a majority would approve the law. But that's not how it works in Congress. Hey, that's why a majority of Republicans decides to put that legislation. Only then, if they bring it to the floor, can you vote on it. And I think what the Democrats accomplished yesterday was making it clear that you can have a tamper-proof election. We use automatic teller machines every day, and they issue a receipt if we want one. If we don't want one, they don't issue one, but we know that they perform billions upon billions of transactions, and I don't know about you, but I haven't heard of them getting any wrong. If so, it must be one in a billion, not the many, many things we heard about in Ohio and in Florida and in New Mexico and, frankly, across the country. Lottery tickets are sold. Millions of dollars are passed from hand to hand, and I haven't heard any challenge to it. In Las Vegas, right? Think of all the people that put all their hard-earned savings in all of those slot machines, and they're not challenging the process. But that's because their source code is open. That's because their machinery, we know that experts have looked at it and are watching to make sure it's fair. And all we've ever asked is to allow that fairness to apply to voting machines. Because after all, isn't American democracy at least as important as a slot machine? At least as important as an ATM? I want to go this hour. I want to talk about the entire process. I want to talk about how I got involved, what happened yesterday, the legalities of it all. Later on in the hour, I'm going to play for you something that I don't know whether it will anger or amuse you, probably a little bit of both. But last evening, after I got back from the challenge, I called in to a local talk show. I guess to show you folks that I know what it's like to be on the other end of the telephone. And hopefully I treat you better than the host treated me. He did give me a lot of time, but he didn't ever answer my questions. And I'm going to play that in full for you and let you hear my exchange. And you tell me who got the better end of the exchange. I think you'll enjoy hearing me on the other end of the microphone for a while. That's coming up in just about 10, 20 minutes or so. But first, I want to talk about the history of this whole process, explain what happened yesterday, and of course, always give you a chance to call in, ask questions. All you have to do is dial toll-free 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP, or if you're listening on the internet and you want to comment on the blog, you're always welcome to do that. Just go to www.radioinsidescoop.sic. And they replaced him with a Republican. And lo and behold, what the Republican, Rutherford B. Hayes, got every last one of those disputed electoral votes and was put in as president. Well, people took to the streets. They got very angry. They invaded Washington. American people understood that they weren't going to have their democracy chosen behind closed doors by fraudulent procedures. Americans cared more about democracy, I guess, in 1876 than today. And so, in order to stop the mobs in the streets, much as we see in Ukraine today, for example, they made what's called the Grand Compromise.